Dr. Pinsky dictating a Miami on March 6th regarding John Laffan, L-A-F-F-A-N. John Laffan is a 42-year-old male who reports he contracted COVID-19 symptoms at work on 3/25/21. Paired he and a detective were working together. Paired the detective became ill with COVID first. Paired Mr. Laffan went to Southern Ocean County Medical Center, emergency room. Afterwards, period, he understands his final diagnosis to be COVID-19 and other symptoms caused by it. Pretty states his weight varied from 165 pounds down to 152 pounds and then back up to 190 pounds while on hydrocortisone. Period, he did not undergo any surgery for this condition. Pretty continued to receive treatment in terms of visual testing and monitoring by Dr. Zucconi and Dr. Fargani, F-A-R-G-A-H-N-I. Pretty, the latter is an endocrinologist with whom he has follow-up next week for laboratory studies. Pretty, Mr. Laffan relates he has been diagnosed with adrenal insufficiency, necessitating this endocrine follow-up. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Laffan states he contracted COVID-19 on 3/25/21, resulting in permanent residuals of a pulmonary, rheumatologic, and neurologic nature. Period. Treatment records show he underwent a right upper quadrant abdominal ultrasound on 4/4/21, but it showed hepatic steatosis but no cholelithiasis. Period. This study evidently was done in conjunction with an admission for hyponatremia and hypothyroidism. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Zucconi on 4/13/21. Period. His initial history will be inserted here as marked. Period, put this in bold, it is noteworthy that the petitioner had pre-existing thyroid illness but no prior adrenal issue. Period. Dr. Zucconi diagnosed disorder of the adrenal gland. Comma, COVID-19, comma, hypoosmolality with hyponatremia, comma, and phlebitis. Period, he was authorized to remain out of work. Period. He spoke with Dr. Zucconi on 4/21/21 by telephone relative to his quarantine. Period, he had a follow-up with his endocrinologist in the form of a telehealth visit. But he was still on hydrocortisone and still experiencing muscle aches and cramps. Period, he was also easily fatigued. Period, Dr. Zucconi opined, as he said in past correspondence, he did not need any further quarantine. Period. He felt it was time he became more active in his rehabilitation and began working with physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. On 4/14/21, he was seen by endocrinologist Dr. Fargani. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, some of which will be inserted as marked. Period. Dr. Fargani rendered a diagnostic assessment of primary adrenal insufficiency. Period. He was not in receipt of all of the petitioner's laboratory results. Period. He asked him to continue hydrocortisone on a decreasing basis. Period. He also had a history of hyponatremia, so a metabolic panel including sodium and potassium would be checked. Period. Other diagnoses included hypothyroidism, for which no changes were made in his medication regimen. Period. He also was diagnosed with multinodular goiter, for which numerous laboratory studies were ordered, as well as an ultrasound. Period. He also was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, for which he was going to receive the recommended test and treatment listed for hypothyroidism and non-toxic goiter. Period. His last listed diagnosis was that of hyponatremia. Period. He had an ultrasound of the thyroid in 6-1-21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Fargani reviewed these results with him on 6-1-21 as well. Period. Upon exam, he had no neurologic deficits, comma, had normal heart and lung sounds, comma, no tremor, clubbing, cyanosis, or edema of the extremities, comma, and no enlargement or palpable thyroid nodules in the thyroid area. Period. Dr. Fargani explained the etiology of his adrenal insufficiency was not very clear. Period. He also did not have complete records based upon which this diagnosis was made. Period. He did not believe the petitioner had a classic ACTH stimulation test. Period. The latest labs were done while the patient was on hydrocortisone. Period. His cortisol level was 3.3, but his DHEA-S was suppressed at 61. That may indirectly point towards some adrenal insufficiency. Period. The metabolic panel was normal, and he does not have hyperkalemia, despite not taking any Flurinef or aldosterone. Period. He wanted to come off of the medication if possible. Period. He was informed that he could try to do the proper ACTH stimulation test only if he is completely off the medication. But he was willing to give a trial by dropping 2.5 milligrams of hydrocortisone every 7 to 10 days. Period. He was informed that if he had a legitimate diagnosis of cortisol deficiency or Addison's disease, he would be feeling very weak and tired and nauseous by dropping the dose significantly. Period. New paragraph on 6-8-21, Dr. Hussain, H-U-S-S-A-I-N, saw him in follow-up from 4-6-21 when he was admitted with a history of nausea, vomiting, and poor oral intake in COVID-19. Period, he had a history of hypothyroidism and irritable bowel syndrome. Period, he takes Synthroid 88 micrograms, and he was being followed with this blood work. Period. Past medical history was also remarkable for irritable bowel syndrome and adrenal insufficiency. Period. His clinical exam was unremarkable. Period. He reported no respiratory symptoms, comma, neurologic symptoms, comma, psychiatric symptoms, comma, musculoskeletal or any other symptoms. Period. He was diagnosed with abnormal weight gain since COVID-19. He had gained 31 pounds. Period. He was advised to decrease his hydrocortisone in a gradual fashion. period. On 9/7/21, he underwent x-rays of the elbows that showed no osseous or articular abnormalities. Period. He also had x-rays of the knees on 9/7/21 that showed no osseous or articular abnormalities. Period. He had a thyroid ultrasound again on 10/8/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Lafon returned to Dr. Zucconi on 6/18/21, period. He had had a prolonged course of treatment following COVID-19 infection. But the significant issue here was the side effects that are mostly related to steroids. But he complained of weight gain, muscle pain, and joint pain, period. He was following up with two endocrinologists, one from the hospital and the other privately. But he had started his weaning protocol for the adrenal insufficiency, period. At that juncture, it was Dr. Zucconi's expectation he would be able to return to full duty. The patient's exam, with the exception of subjective complaints, is essentially benign. Period. His follow-up visits with Dr. Zucconi ran through 10/25/21. Period. This was an email note documented, period. This came from nurse case manager Maureen, stating John Lafon is one of my COVID claims, along with Jay Hall, come the same police department. Period. We have been looking into the virtual COVID clinic where Jay is self-treating, and myself and Chelsea had discussed this with Dr. Zucconi. Period. Anyway, the virtual clinic is scheduling like 2 months out. Period. Could you speak with Dr. Zucconi and see if he would write a prescription for post-COVID physical therapy for conditioning so this could be set up at one of their regular physical therapy facilities? Period. This was based upon Dr. Zucconi's statement that John Lafon would benefit from some form of physical therapy. Period. In response, Dr. Zucconi wrote he could not see how any further in-office physical therapy would be of benefit, but he does not require assistance in moving extremities, but he needs to increase his own physical activity, comma, walking exercise, comma, etc., and he has no restrictions on that. Period. New paragraph. Verbally, Mr. Lafon stated he had an exercise stress test and pulmonary function test on his own. This was done with Captain Buccio, B-U-C-C-I-O, testing. He has not had any vaccines against COVID. He did not undergo a functional capacity evaluation. He does have an attorney. He did not see neurology or neuropsychology, but asserts he has difficulty concentrating on paragraphs. This coming Monday, he had adrenal and thyroid tests performed through his personal physicians. And his ears, he was wearing keratoconus contact lenses that could be visible. The rest of that is normal. Heart normal, lungs and torso normal, abdomen normal, extremities upper normal, extremities lower. He remained in his pants, limiting visualization and proximal pinprick testing. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. impression. John Laffan asserts that he developed COVID-19 as a result of his employment as a police officer. Period. Evidently, his co-worker, detective, was infected with this virus first. Period. Mr. Laffan was hospitalized with endocrinologic complications involving his thyroid and adrenal gland. He already had a diagnosis of hypothyroidism and thyroid nodules. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi, but he also was seen by endocrinologists named Dr. Forgani and then Dr. Hussein. Period. He did participate in some physical therapy. Period. He continues to undergo blood work on his own. Period. He explained he does have an attorney. Period. New paragraph, Mr. LaFon's current clinical exam was virtually normal throughout. Period. New paragraph, it is my opinion that his hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's disease, and goiter were pre-existing disorders unrelated to his diagnosis of COVID-19. Period. His adrenal insufficiency and likely his hyponatremia were related to this disorder. Period. Without contact testing, one would have to make a conclusion regarding causation based upon the petitioner's current description. Period. Namely, his partner was infected with COVID-19. Period. This would have obviously set Mr. LaFon up for direct close exposure from another employee. Period. Otherwise, it is unclear how he may have contracted COVID-19. Period. He has been returned to work in a light duty capacity. Period. He is eager to participate in full duty, but indicates he is waiting on medical clearance to do so by Dr. Zucconi. Period. At this juncture, he is not taking any supplemental hydrocortisone. Period. His symptoms are essentially subjective, particularly when it comes to cognitive difficulties. Period. In any case, I do not believe he requires additional treatment relative to this illness. Period. It would behoove the petitioner to be seen by a neurologist or neuropsychologist to assess the underlying etiology of his concentration difficulties. Period. In all likelihood, this would not point towards his COVID-19 infection and may not be able to identify a specific cause anyway. Period. And that is the end.